I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of psychiatry consultation for comprehensive counseling center in PC. These are progress net and also initial evaluation. The first version I am doing is initial evaluation. Please, for all these cases, always these cases were seen by telehealth. So put it there, the patient was seen by a doxy. The patient has consented for telehealth appointment. And all these cases were seen on March 21st, 2022. Thank you very much. So first patient is Ostrander, O-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-R, Alisha, A-L-I-S-H-A. Her date of birth is 7/23/1990. Her telephone number is 248-928-3010. Date of birth is 7/23/1990. Identification data. Alisha is a 31-year-old, single Caucasian female who was recently discharged from XSN Macomb Oakland Hospital on 3/6/2022. She was admitted with a petition by police after cutting her both wrist and the left lower leg and got sutured in emergency room. She reported this happened because of infidelity by her boyfriend, who has been dating her for last few months, and she learned his recent divorce while they were dating. Patient described that she has been drinking alcohol for last year, only drink 4 or 6 times, is smoking marijuana. At the time of admission, patient was depressed and anxious, but no psychotic symptoms was noted. She also indicated a history of depression for a long time, and she was seeing a private psychiatrist and therapist, and was on Prozac 40 mg daily, which was decreased to 20 mg daily, and Lamictal, she was taking 200 mg in the morning, 100 mg at bedtime. Also, she was taking Xanax off and on. This was her first psychiatric admission. Patient was stabilized and was doing good. She was discharged from the facility on 3/8/2022 on fluoxetine 10 mg daily, lamotrigine 200 in the morning and 100 mg at bedtime, nicotine transdermal gum 2 mg, olanzapine japoxidis 10 mg at bedtime. Patient was came for follow-up. Next para, this morning she described herself that she has been doing very well. She is feeling normal. She does not feel any suicidal thoughts or depression. She wanted to know whether she should continue taking her Prozac or not, but it has not been interfered with the medication. She denies any societal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. I further educated about the medication. Role of medications was discussed. Since she claimed that she is very much in diet control and also does not eat to go for gyms, period. And so far she is doing very well, period. Her personal history, she was born in Michigan, completed 12th education. She is the older sibling, has younger sister. She has father, mother, both are divorced. When patient was 10 year old, never married, having no children, working as a bartender in Hamlin Pub, H-A-M-L-I-N Pub. She described family history of depression to her father, alcohol use to her aunt. Period. Her social history, she has been drinking alcohol for last year or so, 5 to 6 tins daily, and is smoking marijuana, sometime nicotine abuse. Period. Her current medication, I discussed with her risk, benefit and side effect, obtained verbal consent, and also since she is not showing any suicidal thoughts or any mood swings, I decreased the dose of olanzapine to 5 mg daily. And if she shows any sign of decompensation, she always takes 10 mg. I will continue on Prozac 10 mg daily, continue on Lamictal 200 in the morning, 100 mg at bedtime. Risk benefit side effect I explained. Patient was given a prescription for 30 days. On mental examination, she presented as a tall Caucasian female, having good eye contact. Grooming hygiene was good. Her weight was 6 pounds. Her height was 5 feet 6 inches in height, 200 pounds in weight. She was alert, oriented to date, month and year. Mood was pleasant. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. She denies any vegetative or neurovegetative symptoms of depression, denies any suicidal thoughts or any ideation, denies any feeling of hopelessness, helplessness or mood swing, denies any auditory or visual hallucination and a persecutive delusion. Thought was coherent, logical. Attention span was fair. Immediate recent memory was good. She was coherent, logical, able to name objects, recommend. Abstraction ability was fair. Executive functions, fair. Judgment sight has improved. Assessment. Exercise 1. Bipolar mood disorder, depressed. Currently stable. Alcohol use, marijuana abuse, history of self-abusive behavior. Exercise 2, defer. Exercise 3. Status post back surgery. Self-inflicted laceration of the both wrist and the left lower leg is healed. Exercise 4. Psychosocial stress. History of family history of depression. Use of alcohol. Exercise 55. Prognosis guided recommendation. I explained her about the role of medication. Since she has been a question about the Prozac, since he is gradually decreasing Prozac, therefore I would like to continue 10 mg some more time and take her off. Continue Lamictal, continue with the olanzapine 10 mg and reduce to half a tablet. And if she feels this perfectly normal, she should discontinue it. She should continue seeing her therapist, and a follow up appointment was given in 30 days. This is the end of dictation and Dr. Stogi. Next lotion is Donna McGillivray, DonnaMcGillivray. Her date of birth is 10/22/1965. Telephone number is 586-419-5059. Subjective knowledge graph. Donna described that she has applied for home health care services, and she was taking physical examination at Henry Ford Outpatient Clinic, and the nurse over there, when check her gait, she was not able to pass. Therefore, her job, she did not get job, and was told that she should get a sober. When I asked Donna the reason for instability in her gait, she indicated that the night before she drank alcohol. She was also having some tremors, and she wanted to go to detox program. Her primary care physician has recommended to go to the emergency room for rehabilitation from alcohol. She denies any depression, sadness, mood swing, denies suicidal missile thoughts. Patient was recently admitted to Exxon Oakland Hospital and was discharged on naltrexone 50 mg daily and also on Seroquel 200 mg at bedtime, gabapentin 100 mg 3 times a day, trileptal 300 mg 3 times a day, melatonin 5 mg daily. Period. I further explain that she should continue with the same medication And if she wants to go to rehab program, she has to look into that and do it. It is always important, but as patient has unable to develop coping skills and unable to control his alcohol habit, to which she agreed, she was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucination. She has mild tremors in her hand, but denies any restlessness. Her formal operation judgment is limited. Patient was explained risk benefit side effect, encouraged to develop coping skills, restrain from alcohol if really want to go for a nursing job. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, alcohol dependence, current create plan, continue with the supportive plan, continue follow outpatient alcohol rehabilitation program, continue on gabapentin 100 mg 3 times a day, seroquel 200 mg at bedtime, trileptal 300 mg 3 times a day, melatonin 5 mg daily. At 30 days of the medication was ordered. End of dictation.